Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The cellulose forestry model and looting against the Mapuche people. The history of industrial tree monoculture plantations in Chile includes all the negative elements that feature these production models in Latin America: land grabbing, corporate capture of the state, loss of biodiversity, looting and displacement of native communities. Another of these common features is that the opening of these businesses took place during dictatorships. In 1974, a year after staging a coup in the country, Augusto Pinochet passed Decree Law 701, aiming to promote the development of forestry in the Andean country. But the promotion of this model did not end with the dictatorship in Chile. On the contrary, according to Milaray Painemal, vice president of the Association of Rural and Indigenous Women of Chile, ANAMURI, this was further deepened with the implementation of neoliberal policies during democracy. In 2013, the Forestry Institute of Chile reported that in the 38 years of existence of the Decree Law on Forestry Promotion, the state had granted $838 million in bonds to mainly three companies, Arauco, CMPC, and Macisa, according to El Dinamo newspaper. Milaray recently participated in a Latin American meeting on large-scale monoculture plantations in Latin America, land grabbing and threats to biodiversity and food sovereignty in La Ceiba, Honduras. In an interview with Real World Radio, she considered that this space was key to know the work of resistance against monoculture plantations in the continent and to know that we are not alone, to build alliances and a common agenda to face the economic system, which is the one that is imposing these monocultures in our territories. Part of the advance of these plantations has taken place throughout the decades on indigenous Mapuche people. But the people have set as a goal the recovery of lands from where they were displaced, even though their ancestral rights to the territory are ignored by the Chilean state. Milaray, member of the Mapuche people, said, "People are coming back to where eucalyptus trees were planted, they cut them down and sow other crops. The idea is to resist the model on the spot, demanding the state to return those territories which have always been ours." According to Milaray, women are playing and have always played a key role in the resistance to privatizing projects in Chilean territories. In the 1990s, there were two emblematic leaders who strongly opposed the building of hydroelectric dams in Alto Biobío, Nicolasa and Berta Quintremán. One of them passed away, but we know that she and her example remain in the new leaders who are appearing in the communities in rejection to these monoculture plantations, said Milaray. In addition, she said that they have been leading the resistance processes and the marches and demonstrations, and that as a result, they are also being criminalized. This criminalization of the Mapuche people is well known and is exerted mainly through a tool created by the Italian dictatorship, the anti-terrorism law. Passed in 1984, the measure against social and popular struggles remains in place.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words, building popular communications by FOI.